Make them all memorable.
Welcome.
All memorable.
You're welcome.
Okay, we're right back to we're here tonight for four more public hearings, and I will ask our attorney to tell you how they will be conducted and start with the first one.
Okay.
Proceed.
For the county council zoning hearings. When council holds public hearings on zoning applications, they're legislative hearings because council uses the information obtained during the hearings to decide whether to adopt an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map in the manner requested by the applicant. I will announce each application. The director will review with council the minutes and testimony from the planning and zoning hearing, and those minutes will be made part of the record along with any exhibits introduced at the planning and zoning hearing and any recommendation made by the commission. The applicant will be called on to present and explain their application and present reasons supporting their application. Council may question the applicant and their witnesses. After the applicant has presented their application, council will provide an opportunity for anyone else who favors the application to speak. After that, any persons who are present and oppose or question the application will be allowed to state the reasons for their opposition or questions. After that, there will be no rebuttal by the applicant, and the hearing will be closed unless council decides to leave the record open for a specific purpose and time period. Further, the applicant will not be allowed to question persons who speak in opposition, and persons who speak in opposition will not be allowed to question the applicant or their witnesses. If you intend to speak, you are required to come to the front and stand at the speaker's stand and state your name and home address before you make a statement. If you represent or speak for a group or organization, please identify who you represent. When you make your statement, please be concise. Do not repeat yourself. If you have a written statement, hand it to me and it will be made a part of the record. If there is more than one witness for the applicant or more than one person in opposition, please do not repeat points that a prior speaker has already stated. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion. No applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. If you have a cell phone, pager, beeper, or other telephonic device with you, please take the time now to turn it off or switch it to silent service. At the conclusion of the hearing on each application, council may either approve it, deny it, or defer it to a later date. If the Planning and Zoning Commission deferred action, council will do likewise.
Okay. Mr. Lang.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Use 1748.
Yep. Conditional use 1748 is the application of Delaware Electric Cooperative to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for an electrical substation to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Dagsborough 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 4.3 acres, more or less, lying west of Conaway Road, also known as Road 431, approximately 500 feet north of Phillips Hill Road, also known as Road 472. Planning and Zoning Commission held public hearing on this application on June 14th of the year 2007. We heard comments from the County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division. The applicants had provided an exhibit booklet which contained a description of the application, a concept of the subdivision, federal, state, and county agency reviews, a USGS quad map, and a photographic examples of the site location, substation cabinets and bus work, and a front and side landscaping. The application was represented by James Gardner and Mark Nielsen of Delaware Electric Cooperative and David Wyden, an attorney. They gave presentation. There were no parties present in support of or in opposition to the application. The commission on June 14th deferred action for further consideration. On June 28th, the commission discussed the application under old business. Mr. Gordy stated he would move that the commission recommend approval of conditional use 1748 for Delaware Electric Cooperative based on the record and for the following reasons. One, the conditional use for an electrical substation of a public nature, and it will promote the health, safety, and welfare of the residents of Sussex County. Two, it is located in a rural area where it will have a minimal impact on neighboring or adjacent properties. Three, the co-op has stated that the substation is necessary to maintain and improve its electrical service to current and future residents of Sussex County. Four, this conditional use is subject to the following conditions. One, the perimeter of the substation shall be fenced Two signs shall be permitted on the fencing around the property to identify the site and emergency contact information. Three, any security lighting shall be screened away from neighboring properties and county roads. Four, as stated by the applicant, landscaping shall be provided along Conaway Road to screen the facility from the road. And five, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission. There was a motion, a second, and carried unanimously to forward this application to council with a recommendation that the application be approved for the reasons and with the conditions stated, and that motion carried 4-0. Since the 14th, we have received a couple of additional comments. First one being a memorandum from Sussex Conservation District. It is in the form of a memorandum and dated June 12th, but received on the 28th. Referencing that the soils are mapped to be Falsington sandy loam, Cleese loamy sand, and Mullica berryland complex. The applicant would be required to follow recommended erosion and sediment control practices during construction and to maintain vegetation. There are no storm flood hazard areas affected. It may not be necessary for any off-site drainage improvements. The applicant would be required to follow state sediment and stormwater guidelines on any on-site drainage improvements, and Sunset Branch tax ditch could be affected by this application. Attached to that memorandum with a copy of an aerial infrared, a copy of the soil map for the site, a soil survey guidelines on the type of soils and their conditions, and that is a part of the record. We also received a letter from Department of Transportation. It was addressed to Century Engineering. It's dated July 12th, and we received it on July 17th from the Department of Transportation. It makes reference to the site plan and the entrance plans, and it's coordinated through Jemez Norwood, South District Permit Supervisor. We also received July 16th a letter from David Weidman, attorney, on behalf of the applicants and offering suggested findings of fact and proposed conditions. And that's all I have, gentlemen, unless you have questions. Oh, just for the record, I do have three copies of the Millsboro Substation exhibit booklet, which I'll pass down if you would share.
Okay, if the applicant could present their case.
Hi, good evening, Mr. President, yes. Members of the council. I'm Dave Weidman, and I'm representing Delaware Electric Co-op on this application. I'm going to keep my comments brief. I want to point your attention to the submission that was made by Delaware Electric Co-op as part of the planning and zoning presentation, and note that the last sentence of the first paragraph basically sums up the purpose of this application, which is without the additional substation in this area, the reliability of the electrical service will soon suffer in the event of an outage at either of the other two substations. And there's also a risk that some of the distribution lines may become severely overloaded during peak summer times. So the site, I would suggest to you, is appropriate. It's in a rural area. It's going to be properly buffered. I will note that the Sussex County Code specifically provides for this type of use in this area under Section 115.22, where a conditional use is a public utility or substation of this nature. And under Section 115.171, this use is generally of a public or semi-public character and is essential and desirable for the general convenience and welfare of this area. We all know that the Millsboro area is growing and it's going to continue to grow, and people are going to need electricity. I have submitted proposed findings of fact and conditions. Hopefully you will incorporate some, if not all, of those into a decision if you act favorably upon this application. I have here with me tonight James Gardner and Mark Nielsen, and I will allow one of them to explain in further detail the nature of the substation and answer any questions that you may have.
My name is James Gardner. I work with Delaware Electric Cooperative. I am the system control manager, basically responsible for operations, maintenance, construction of substations. I've been with Delaware Electric for 17 and a half years, and would like to go over this document with you real briefly, if that's okay with you, and then answer any questions you may have. So if that's with...
Your turn.
Okay. Basically, as Dave has pointed out, we're applying for a zoning application to change to conditional use. We are looking at a parcel of land that has yet to be subdivided off a larger parcel. We have a option on it. We would like to build an electrical substation there. The reason why we would need to build the substation, as Dave pointed out, is twofold or threefold, if you will. The population growth in the area near Millsboro, the demand growth in this area has been roughly 8.5% per year over the last 4 years. That's in contrast to the system average of our system of approximately 6%. So we're considerably higher growth in this area where this substation will serve. Right now, I believe on the books or under construction or in the planning stages, if you will, are approximately 3,100 homes in this area. And we presently serve it from a substation southwest of Georgetown that we refer to as Pepper Substation, and one that is east of Laurel that we refer to as Workman Substation. Our planning indicates that the reliability of service in this area might soon suffer in the event of an outage at either Workman or Pepper substations, and that some of the distribution lines in this area will be severely overloaded during peak summer times. What that will do, that will constrain our ability to provide reliable service to these people in the area. If we want to take a step back, we can go through a little bit of what I refer to as Substation 101. A substation, electrical substation, is a facility that allows Delaware Electric to connect to the high voltage transmission lines and step that voltage down using a transformer to a lower voltage, which we refer to as distribution voltage, and then distribute it over several electrical circuits throughout the local community. Essentially, it serves the same purpose as any other substation. It's a facility that allows us to more readily distribute our product, our energy, throughout the neighborhood and control it much better. This particular substation will be designed as 138,000 volts for the transmission side, and it will step the voltage down to 12,470 on the distribution side, and it will have what we refer to as a capacity of 20 MVA. Initially, the loading of this will be 5 MVA, and we'll have three or four circuits coming out of the substation with a designed for a total of 6 circuits in the long run. So that's kind of what a substation does. It allows us to take large bulk power as it moves through the transmission system up and down the state, and then step the voltage down to a more reasonable voltage and distribute it to the neighborhoods. The details of this site, once again, we're looking at a yet-to-be-subdivided parcel. Once we gain approval to build a substation, then we'll go through with the option and purchase the parcel and then go through the subdivision process. It'll provide a reliable source of power in this growing area. The substation will be roughly 180 feet wide by about 365 feet deep, around an acre and a half. That will be fenced, and the substation will sit within that fence. The remainder of the little over 2.8 acres will be grassed, landscaped, or driveways. The site will also encompass something that's new for us. There'll also be a Delmarva Power substation in the same site, and that substation will be necessary for us to connect to their transmission lines. This is the first substation that we've designed in conjunction with this new guideline, interconnection guidelines that Delmarva has put forward, and so we're sort of building two in the same fence, their substation, which will allow us to connect to their lines, and then our substation, which will allow us to deliver power to the people in the area. There'll also be one or two, probably two transmission structures consisting of about 3 poles each adjacent to the property line in the existing transmission right-of-way. There is a, we're buying the lot that we're buying a parcel that has an existing transmission line across it. So inside that right-of-way, we'll probably set another two structures that have three poles each in it. And then we'll construct a tap line, if you will, into our station. We design our substations to be what's referred to as low profile as possible. There's some photos in the back of that booklet. And we do that basically trying to keep the height of the structures as low as possible so it lessens the visible impact of the station. However, to try and remain cost effective, some of the structures have to be roughly the same height as the existing transmission line in the area. And we also have to provide for lightning protection, and that lightning protection mast is generally around 75 feet tall. And it's just a single pole structure that goes up with a lightning pole on the top. The ground inside the fence, which once again is 180 by 365, that ground is covered with stone. And as we said, the ground outside the fence will be landscaped and are grassed, and then there'll be two driveways into the station. We don't build a control house or any other building structure on our site. We use some cabinets that there's pictures of in the back of those books also. We'll have two there. They're about 6 foot tall, about 4 foot wide. Delmarva Power, however, has what they refer to as a control enclosure, which is about 20 feet by 15 feet, and it'll be located in the southwest corner of their station. Two driveways, we'd like to get two driveways into the site. We have the our drawings at DelDOT, as was mentioned in the earlier submission. Today we got back the final comments from DelDOT, which were minor in nature, and we're making changes to the drawings, which basically, if I recall right, was something to the effect of we had to change the type of concrete pipe that we're using underneath the driveways. So far, they don't have any objections to two driveways and or any of the other design that we've submitted. One of the driveways will be, both of them will be used during construction. And once construction gets done, only one of them will be used, and that'll be hopefully traffic. It'll be used once a month, with the traffic being just a pickup truck with a person in it. However, we'd like to have two driveways because in the future, if we have to do any major work in the station, it allows us to maneuver heavy equipment in and out of the station better if we have two driveways. The Sussex County Soil and Water Conservation has been reviewing our plan. We met with them prior to submitting the plan and discussed possible designs of the stormwater plan, and everyone at the table at that time seemed to be in agreement with it. So far, we haven't received any negative comments from them, and we intend to comply with the letter that they submitted to Mr. Lank. We plan to start construction of this substation in early fall of 2008. We plan to energize the substation in spring of 2009. Right now, we've got approvals from the state, and they have reviewed, different agencies have reviewed our drawings and our plan and approved them, if you will. The State Historic Preservation Office, the Natural Resources Conservation Service, the Fish and Wildlife Department of the U.S. Department of Interior, the Division of Fish and Wildlife at DENREC, and the Division of Water Resources at DENREC. And as we said, the Sussex Conservation District and DelDOT and other departments at DENREC are in process of reviewing our drawings. That's essentially all I have as far as my notes go for this. If there's any questions, we certainly are glad to try and answer them. That's about it.
Questions. Yes. I'm very familiar where the area is. Are you going to be in the woods or in the field?
In the field.
Just after you pass the woods?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
The woods, the field, the transmission line, the woods actually don't come up to the road there. They're probably 80 to 100 feet back, and we're going to be probably 30 or 40 feet this side of the woods and then built out into the field.
Okay.
And then from the edge of the transmission line back towards Phillips Road will remain
Who owns the property? Mr. Mitchell's property, and he'll probably continue to farm. So we're beside the woods. We try not to buy parcels in woods just so we don't have to tear them down.
And I would presume, being you and DP&L are piggybacking in the same substation, it's not going to have any rates on the co-op. Your rates aren't going to change because you're piggybacking with DP&L in the same substation.
What we've done in the past...
Help them decrease their price a little bit.
We'd like to. What we've done in the past is we have built the entire substation and then turned part of it over to them. They changed their guidelines, so they want to build and maintain and operate their parts of the substation that are necessary. This voltage that we're dealing with and the close proximity to the power plant requires a much more complex substation on the transmission part than we're used to building and operating. So that's the way the agreement is written. Once it gets to that complex, they build and operate it and then just give us a tap off of it. It maintains the reliability of that transmission line and therefore the reliability of all Sussex County and the Southern Shore, really.
Okay, any other questions? Thank you.
Oh, thank you. We appreciate the opportunity.
Is there anyone here to speak in favor of this application? Is there anybody here to speak in opposition to this application? We'll close the time.
Close the hearing and read the title.
An ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for an electrical substation to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Dagsboro 100, Sussex County, containing 4.3 acres more or less.
Make a motion to adopt the ordinance.
Second.
I have a motion, Mr. Cole, second by Mr. Rogers, to adopt CU 1748 with
five
conditions.
Yes.
Any questions? Being none, Mr. Cole?
No, it's a public utility. They showed that there is a need for it, and so my vote is yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Based on the record recommendation of planning and zoning, I vote yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Based on the record recommendation of P&Z, I vote yes.
Mr. Johns?
My vote is yes also with the four facts and the five conditions.
Yes, with the conditions. Motion's passed.
Thank you, gentlemen.
See y'all.
This is a time and place